Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. It's the getting the college football season kicked off here, which gets my tailgate juices flowing. We've got a couple of those coming up that I'm really excited about. Always a fun gig to do that. But we're going to talk a little bit today about the fall menu set and what that's going to look like and some of the things that we traditionally grill in the fall. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. Welcome to the show. It is the weekend, so it's the Grilling Guys. Time to get your smoker fired up, get your grill cleaned out, cleaned off, fueled, ready to rip.
Should be a lot of fun. I'm just came off a wedding last night where I was catered for a smaller one, just about 100 people showed up, but it was an outdoor deal. And it was interesting because one of the uncles provided a hog, and it was the classic whole hog that they smoked over the fire, and he brought it, and it wasn't broken down. And it was like, what are you going to do with that? And he's looking at me like, and I've got the rest of the meal, right? He was going to bring the hog, and I was going to do the rest of the meal, and I'm all set up, got my timing, got everything working like it's got to work. And it was like, curveball, you know, and we got to help this guy break down this hog. I was under the impression that he was going to bring it ready to eat. And no, he brought it as a whole hog. So we had a little diversion, little frenzy of pulling pork.
Little brain damage?
Yeah. And, you know, it's just, once again, it just reminds me that I guess there's some a cool factor by bringing an entire hog to a party. But at the end of the day, it's just so much easier to use shoulders. Yeah. And the results is good. I mean,
better.
Yeah.
Results are way better.
And it was, you know, hot and it was just a mess.
Whole hog is so overrated.
Yeah.
I don't get excited about it. I've seen too many. My first whole hog was out in Hawaii when I was in the service, and it was a Kahlua pig in the ground, and it was wonderful. They bury it in sea salt. They stuff vegetables in it. Put the hot rocks on it, cover it with taro leaves, and then gunny sacks, and then fill it up with sand from the beach, literally.
Right.
And it was phenomenal. Of course, I was a young GI.
Sure.
Free food was phenomenal. But yeah. this was really, really good. And then I started smoking years later and realized that normally whole hogs don't get a lot of smoke penetration. And there's nothing like having good bark on all your pieces of meat. And the
right.
problem with those whole hogs is you destroy so much trying to get the dense piece done that it's overrated. It's
yeah.
a mess.
And, you know, and they were all excited for 100 people. He bought a 240-pound hog. Well, granted, you lose half, if not more.
So everybody got a pound and a half of meat.
Yeah, to take home with them. Exactly. And so the 30 pounds of skinless, boneless chicken thighs that I had put together were eaten because, again, when you bring a whole hog, it's like some people are grossed out by that.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies generally, they'll be like, I'm not eating any of that. I don't want to pick meat off a carcass.
That's what he wanted them to do.
Right, yeah, right. We broke it down so that they didn't have to, but they still saw it, right? Because it was sitting on a table behind the...
Here's a clever way to do that next time. Just get a little suckling pig. You know, just a little one. Smoke that. Now you've got your... whatever you're looking for, bragging rights.
Right.
I beg to differ. And then do a bunch of pork shoulders and then tear up those pork shoulders and shred it and make a mountain of pork around that thing so they can look at the poor little pig that lost his life for nothing.
Right.
And eat the good mommy that's yeah. on the table. I did some, I've gotten excited about getting my I call it a Brazilian or Argentinian rotisserie out that you love so much. Mm. And I did some pork tenderloins on it, and I butterflied them, and I put some dried tomatoes inside, and I bound it with butcher's twine and just salt and peppered it and put it on the rotisserie. Had two halves, and I made up a little glaze that I saw online. It was blue cheese and milk, and you whisk it together, and it makes a nice cream. And I just kept putting that over it because, you know, you can do that with yogurt.
Right.
And this was like a tangy yogurt.
Sure.
And, oh, my gosh, it was so fantastic. I put a little Italian profile on the pork before I put it on the grill, and then I started basting it as soon as it seared a little bit. Fantastic.
Were those sun-dried tomatoes, or were they just regular raw tomatoes?
It said sun-dried, but I doubt it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do they do that?
Yeah, right. Yeah, no sun in Michigan.
There's
actually
no bird feet marks on them or anything.
Right, yeah. You know, that sounds fabulous, you know. I've used roasted red peppers that come in a jar.
Those are good, too.
In there,
yeah,
as well.
A little mushier.
Right, exactly.
That's the problem I have with those. So that's I don't know. I've got a thing for dried tomatoes. They're just so, they come off with my mouth's watering thinking about it. They're just so tangy.
Right.
And I'm eating a lot of tomatoes this year anyway because I told you that drip line in the garden.
Right.
And we have tomato plants that are probably 5 to 6 feet wide, and they're falling over. They've busted the cages.
It's like, yeah.
You can't hardly get through to get the tomatoes. There's more tomatoes than I can eat.
Right. And right now is the time for those.
Yeah. Well, they're late this year,
exactly.
Like you said before. And I also did a bunch of cucumbers. So remember we had Tony on from Cadillac, Michigan, Tony Naderhood, her husband and her have that big fireplace shop up there,
right?
Positive Chimney. She gave me a recipe for sun pickles. So I'm going to pick all those cucumbers, and I'm going to make a bunch of big jars of sun pickles while we still have a little bit of sun.
Right, and it gets up above 50 during the day. There has been a little bit of snap in the air.
Really?
And it kind of, you know, it's this time of year that you bust a bow out. I hunt now with a crossbow. So
cheater.
You kind of pull it out, and you go, yep, it's still dialed in.
And, shots and you practiced.
Right, yeah. Exactly. But
at least you're honest. A lot of guys don't admit that.
But I know that you still hunt with the compound, and so now's the time to get that thing out and fire it up. And if you're not, it doesn't perform like you want it to, here's my word of advice, is get it to your sporting goods shop like Al and Bob's now. Don't wait till the weekend before opener get it down there.
That's where my Bowtech came from.
Right.
And it stays dialed in. I haven't dropped it yet, fortunately, in 3 years. But I'm not going to be able to practice. I'm still doing that home reno project. So I'm looking at this deer season as being a really brief one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get the house buttoned up before the weather turns, and right? You said you're working on the doors this week and stuff. You got the windows in, so you'll get it dried in, and then
nice. I got all the building supplies from Standale Lumber, and I'll tell you what, the windows are Geldwin, and they're just vinyl. I didn't go with the total high end, but they're low E glass and all this double hung, and gosh, they work so nice. I was just in one this morning, shutting it in one of the rooms up there before I left to meet you. And, and I just lifted it up, and it just slid so nicely. Yeah. It was weird.
So must be installed at Square and Plum.
Must be.
That's good, yeah.
I didn't have to shim a one of them.
Right?
Yeah.
So your rough carpenters did a good job,
A great job.
Yeah, awesome. Well, you know, there you go. That's what it's all about.
The dude's 64 years old, and he did everything in 2x6 and OSB, and it's a beefcake of a house.
Yep.
I'm happy.
Not his first rodeo.
I'm happy.
Right.
Yep. I'll be able to live out my golden years in a solid house.
Yeah.
Won't maybe be hurricane proof, but we do have hurricane straps on it.
Well, and you know, we'd be remiss if we didn't stop to just spend a second on sending a shout out to the people that are not only in Houston, but Florida and all the places where these hurricanes are decimating things, man.
My wife showed me a picture of Ivan's Stress Free Resort where we were in January.
Uh-huh.
Leveled.
Really?
Leveled, the whole thing.
Wow. I mean, that hits home because you were just there. You guys spent 2 weeks down there with some of your friends, and now that the hurricane just took it right off the map.
Gone.
Really?
Poor people.
Right. I mean, this is their livelihood. You had a great time down there.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
It's fantastic. Ivan is a wonderful man who's suffering from either Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. I can't remember, but
he might not be able to either.
Yeah,
then.
That's not funny.
Yeah.
He's got that's so bad.
Sorry, couldn't resist. Yeah. Teed that one up. But and I don't know Ivan, so I'm not calling him out. But my point is that there's a lot of destruction happening right now. And, you know, if you can find it in your heart to support that, you know, just use a quality name brand charity and watch out for the shysters out there. But yeah. But we need to help our fellow man, and that's what it's all about. But speaking about helping our fellow man, we got a guy named Blake Carson that has invented a rotisserie. Bob referenced it a little bit earlier. And we're going to have him on the live line next. Stick with us. We'll be back.